Insecure or default settings apply to pretty much everything on a network. Applications, network devices, and even server services all come with default settings that can be exploited if they are left in their default state. If there is hardening guidance, it should be followed to minimize potential vulnerabilities. However, not all applications have guidance. In those situations, it's best to try and isolate services through the use of virtual LANs and access control lists. Following hardening guidance like the DISA STIGS is beneficial, but sometimes there may be interoperability issues causing a loss of functionality or capability. One example occurred when applying the STIGS to an environment that used Cisco and Juniper network devices. The STIGS configurations made it so that the different manufacturer devices did not communicate with one another, causing a self-imposed denial of service. The solution was to apply as much hardening as possible and document any deviations and monitor to make sure nothing got through. Weak or default operating system settings can give an intruder access to administrative privileges with no effort. For example, the default password for root in Ubuntu Linux is blank. There is no password required. So to assist in mitigating this issue, systems should prompt for a new password to be set during the installation process. Some examples of insecure design include using operating systems that are no longer supported. Now, there are specialized software packages that were designed to run on specific operating systems. In those situations, the software function is important enough that the risk is accepted. If you have any of those specialized systems, they will need to be monitored closely to ensure that unacceptable risk is not introduced.